This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Well, we were on our way to circuit and then we saw a bit of a fabulous celebration going on. We are here at the 86 Cabaret and Cocktail Bar on Smith Street in Fitzroy. It's also the home of Equal Love Melbourne. So they are having an absolutely fantastic with Ryan. Got a very colourful character standing here with me, the lovely Vintage. Hello, Vintage.
Hey, dude.
Very, very good. Okay.
I've had an absolute blast.
So where were you? The State Library?
No, I actually had to work and I ducked away to a friend's place for 20 minutes, celebrated with them. I didn't think I was going to be as emotional as I was, and then I run back to work.
It was really emotional, wasn't it? Your mascara, was it running?
Not at that point, no.
Not at all. No, but you had to. Well, you put a lot of work. You're looking absolutely fabulous and filled with pride.
Thank you.
So what was it like when you heard what a great yes result we had today?
Oh, geez. It just washed over me like it was so intense, and I didn't think I was going to react so emotionally, and then all of a sudden it was the room was filled with tears.
Oh, so true. Now, you've been out. The 86 has been a bit of a hub for the Equal Love movement and for equality and pride, especially in the last couple of months, with a giant yes rainbow sign out the front.
Yeah.
And you also not only look fabulous here, but do a bit of work. What has it been like being here and seeing so much of our community be a part of this wonderful movement?
It has been absolutely amazing. We've got nothing but great support from the community. It has been absolutely phenomenal.
So you're dressed to the nines. What are you doing for the rest of the night?
I'm going to be heading to Trades Hall for 5:30 for the party, and then to Circuit afterwards, where I'll be doing a couple of numbers.
Well, we're going to be doing a couple of numbers. Oh, they must have seen you perform. But we're going to see you at Trades Hall, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Thank you so much for joining us, Vintage.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And now, Michael, I hear you've got a couple of fabulous guests as well.
Oh, yeah.
And she made it all herself.
Was not the races enough. I mean, unbelievable at the races. And now today, I am with, well, to me, this is, whenever I think marriage equality and equal love, I've got you two in my mind. It is Ron and Anthony. We have been waiting a long, long while for this result, haven't we? We've finally got the result. It feels like a ridiculous question to ask, but I'm going to do it. What does this result mean to you two?
Oh, my God. So to be honest with you, I don't think it's really sunk in. After fighting for so many years, to come to this day where we get the decision about how Australia feels about our relationship and the fact that the country got to vote on our relationship and the validity of our love has been so overwhelming the last few months. We've had some really difficult times, but today I see 61.6% as a resounding success, and I'm so happy, and I just want it to move forward and to marry this beautiful man.
We won!
We did win, and isn't it, we didn't want it. We didn't want the survey, we know that. But Australia has voted yes, and it means that the country believes in equality. And now all we need next, and it's another bloody big step, as we know, but for the government to get it legalised, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, absolutely. We've been calling on that, the government, to do the right thing for over a decade now. Now you have the absolute mandate to do it. Get it done.
Absolutely right. And I think you've both done, you've been there right from the beginning. I think today you've done incredibly well, that you're still upright. I know there's a few glasses of bubbles in you, and I am thrilled for you both. I will sing at the wedding, but I am trying to buy caravan, so you'll have to give me money. All right, no, congratulations. I've already offered, I'll do anything you like. You bloody boys are absolutely brilliant and you are loved. And I think today is all about celebrating that love, isn't it?
Thanks, Mike.
Good on you. Good on you.
What a fantastic energy here at the 86.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? And I guess we knew it would be. it's we've worked really, really hard for all this.
So hard.
And now it is Australia is going to celebrate.
Absolutely. And we're going to continue the party as we hit back on the road.
Yep.
And make our way to our next stop, Circus.
Now I know.
Every time a car beeps, another young LGBTQI child jumps for joy. I know, I certainly am. It's absolutely wonderful seeing so much pride and love.
We've been at the 86 now for over 11 minutes and nobody's offered us a drink.
I'm outraged.
Where is Anthony Wallace when you need him?
Well, he's having a big celebration with it all as well, isn't he?
Well, there's a man that's earned it, isn't it?
Well, I mean, he could do a bit. No, he absolutely has.
Unbelievable. And Ali, all of them.
The entire team from Equal Love, that whole team in Melbourne have worked so hard and done so much to help us get to this moment, and we honestly can't thank them enough because their hard work has helped keep us going and lift our spirits.
Yeah, and I loved that moment earlier today when they actually stood up there and thanked everybody else. And I know that also they're very grateful to Joy. Joy is an extra mouthpiece for Australia, isn't it?
Absolutely. For Australia and the world.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to hop back in the Go Get Joy Equality bus and we're going to make our way to Circuit and see what else fun we can have in store. That was, there wasn't even a sentence there.
No, well, I knew exactly what you meant.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.